The following program is sponsored by the friends and partners of Family Face Ministries.
Welcome back to the Revolutionary Family Podcast with Dino. Today, before we get into our series, I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about why we do what we do at Family Face Ministries. In 2004, Jody and I attended a powerful church service, and that day we both surrendered our lives to Jesus. And from that moment, it felt like we were in acceleration mode. God was rapidly redeeming all the lost time, and it seemed like almost daily we were seeing positive transformation in our personal lives. And now, it was a busy time in our life. We had four children, and any moment we weren't working or sleeping, we were at church, hungry to learn all that we missed out on the previous years. And that was awesome. But even though individually we were seeing a lot of change and growth, our home was chaotic. Four kids, you know, and so we decided to take a parenting class that was offered at church. And it was 18 weeks long, and but we made it through the whole 18 weeks, and even after the first week, we started to see transformation in the atmosphere at our home. And I'm telling you, we were amazed at the results that the Lord was showing us. And then in 2006, we had our fifth child. And not long after that, God woke me up from a deep sleep, just sat me up in bed. And I heard him say this, start Family Face Ministries to restore the face of the family. And I shared that with Jody, and she agreed. And we were both just so passionate about how following God's principles literally transformed our lives and our home and our home life with five children. We just had to share it with others. So our mission became to restore the face of the family. And when we think of a restored family, we think of a marriage between one man, one woman. And if children come from that union, we think of a father and a mother equipped to raise children of character. And so we just made it our purpose to help married couples and parents get through, you know, with the gifts that God had placed in us to restore, strengthen, preserve those relationships in the family. There's a verse in the Bible. It's Colossians 1:28 from the New Living Translation, and it says this. It says, so we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. And it absolutely fuels our fire at Family Face Ministries when we can see transformation in the lives of other families. That's why we do what we do. So, in this series, we've been talking about God's 10 principles for building strong families. And I want to remind you, excuse me, that these 10 principles for building strong families come straight from the 10 commandments that God gave to his people. And today's episode, we're going to be focusing on the fourth commandment. All right, the fourth commandment concerns what God has to say about rest. So let me start out by saying, I want to ask you a question. Ask you all who are listening, have you ever found it difficult to relax? Do you ever feel like you need to just get a few more things done before you just feel like things are complete? And then Once you get those things done, you seem to find more things to do, right? If you ever had that, then this episode is for you. And I think you'll see as we go forward today, God really has a lot to say to us about how to rest and how to take care of our bodies, how to know when to work and when to rest, and what he has to say about actually taking a day off. And to be completely honest with you all, this one is it's one of those areas that I struggle with myself. I have several jobs. I'm a pastor, along with my wife, Jody, co-founder of this ministry, Family Face Ministries. I'm a father to 5 amazing children, 7 grandchildren, live on a farm. We raise sheep, chickens, rabbits. So being a shepherd of people and a literal shepherd is at least 2 full-time jobs. And then add to that, I recently retired from an engineering career, so I've been, you know, I've got this mile-long list of things that I've been waiting to do, just haven't had the time. So actually, this episode's going to be good for me, too. I'm preaching to myself today. But I think together, we're going to learn from this, and together we'll actually learn how to do better at honoring what the Lord says here in his 4th commandment, which is the 4th principle for building strong families. And in the series 10 Principles for Building Strong Families, we're not going to apologize for these principles, for the things that they say to us. Honestly, we're going to emphasize that as a culture, as families in the USA, we've desperately needed to follow these commandments and these principles that God handed to his people thousands of years ago. And I'm going to encourage you right now, build your home on these 10 principles, okay? So this 4th commandment is about taking some time off. It's interesting to me as we sort of jump into this that God's more to say about taking some time off than he does about murder. More to say about taking time off than he does about adultery. And as you begin to study the scripture, you'll see he has more to say about the Sabbath and how to keep it holy than he does about murder or adultery. And this commandment is actually one of the longest of the 10 commandments, which is also pretty interesting. It's almost like God is saying to us, I want you to take it pretty seriously. And like all of the 10 commandments, it's not a suggestion. It's not optional. He's saying this is how it should be. And he commands us to take a day off every week. None of this, you know, well, I could use this time to catch up on my list, or I could take my kids to soccer, or I can get to football or hockey. No kidding. Take a day off. All right, let's go to Exodus chapter 20. That's where we've been looking at, and that's where the 10 commandments are. Let's look at verse 8 and 9 and talk about how we need to observe the Sabbath and how to keep it holy. It says, you have 6 days to do your work, but the 7th day is a day of rest, dedicated to me, says the Lord. And on that day, no one is to work. So as we read that commandment, it's pretty clear that we're meant to have that day off. And you know, in your current day and age, a lot of people say, well, what is a Sabbath? What's the definition of a Sabbath? And more than that, how do I apply it to my life? How do I apply it to my family so that I'm setting us up for greatness? Well, since you asked, let's dig into that a little bit. The Sabbath was designed as God's answer to burnout, so that your body doesn't burn out or stress out or whatever. Excuse me. If you can learn to take a day off each week, you won't accomplish less, but you'll actually accomplish more. So as we look at this idea of the Sabbath, it's really God's way of saying, I don't want you to be burned out. I don't want that. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to accomplish a lot through your job. I want you to accomplish a lot in all that you do. But to do that, you have to take that day off. So when the Bible talks about the Sabbath, what does that Sabbath mean? Putting it simply, it means take a day of rest. God says every 7th day, you need to take a day of rest. Why did he ask us to do it? Look in Mark 2:27. Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not the man for the Sabbath. In other words, God says, I'm doing this, I'm giving you this commandment for your benefit, so benefit from it. God doesn't want us to be stressed out, burnt out, and so just empty that we lash out at others and, you know, have fits of rage or irritation because we haven't taken proper care of ourselves and our bodies, our minds, our hearts, our emotions, and throughout the day, you know, and take a day of rest. So I think about back in the days when I was younger, my teens, starting to drive. I can't really remember hearing a lot about, you know, road rage. But you think about, you know, with all the devices that we have in our pockets and on our hip and on our wrist that are meant to save us time and, you know, make us more efficient, and just the connected lives that we live, I feel like those are just causing us to work even more. You can't ever get away from your work. And although it appears that it makes you more efficient, it's just causing us to work even more. And then people get even irritated even more when they can't get away, when they get behind the wheel of a vehicle and someone cuts us off. You know, maybe in days past, you would have been spiritual enough to say, I bless that person. But now, you know, gripping the steering wheel, and who knows what goes through your mind, much less what comes out of your mouth. So I believe some of that behavior, some of those responses that you see are tied to being a result of our connected society, you know, because we're not learning how to avoid burnout, but we're actually going in the opposite direction and as a result, giving in to things like road rage. So, all right, so let's talk about when is the Sabbath. What day is it? Is it Saturday? Is it Sunday? Is it Friday? You may be surprised when I say this, but it doesn't matter. The principle here is that you need to take one day per week, and you need to make that your Sabbath, and you need to make sure that on that Sabbath that there are some certain things that you do. But as far as the actual day, when it is, God doesn't care when you do it, as long as you do it once a week, right? Now, as Christians, we've generally celebrated our Sabbath on Sunday, but there's really no place in the Bible that tells us or commands us to worship God on Sunday. That tradition actually started with the New Testament Christians when they were converted. They began to gather together, worship in honor of Jesus' resurrection, right? The resurrection did happen on a Sunday. Traditionally, our day of worship has become Sunday because of the resurrection and because of what that day was all about. And so, that's the day. The early believers sort of set that pattern for us in the book of Revelation. John calls it the Lord's Day, and so it became the custom of Christians because Jesus rose on Sunday, and to celebrate that day as a Sabbath. But does it have to be on Sunday? No, it doesn't. Colossians 2, verse 16 and 17 just sort of backs up that idea that it doesn't matter which day you choose, right? Paul even says in Romans chapter 14, verses 5 and 6, he says, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord. He who gives, God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks. So I want to encourage you, probably the big takeaway from this episode today is, let's not get legalistic about what day it should be, but the real encouragement that I want to give you is that your body was designed to have a Sabbath, okay? A day of rest. You need that, especially in our society today. Okay, so now I want to move on to another question, and that is, what do you do on your Sabbath? Well, the commandment talks about you're not to work, so what does that mean? So, I know that some of those guys back then, the Pharisees and such, they would say that you can't do anything. You can only walk this far, but you can't go this far. And, you know, they'd have a bunch of rules and do other than the Sabbath, but the, you know, the news is for them, it's not about the rules. It's not about what you can do, what you can't do, what food you can make, what food you can't make. People have all kinds of rules, right? The commandment talks about that. You need to keep it holy, okay? And so when it comes to keeping it holy, holy actually means set apart, right? We all know that. Set apart, in other words, that day needs to be different than every other day of the week. You need to set apart that day, make it holy, set apart one day of the week. God says, I want you to make it different than the other 6 days of the week. And on that seventh day, you need to have a change of pace. You need to do something that's unique. And this comes out of the scripture. Something that is reserved. Something that is special. Something that is holy. Set apart. You guys hearing what I'm saying here? So how do you keep that day holy? The way you do that is by using that day, that one day that's set apart, to use that day as God intended, to rest, to recharge, to refocus. And so let's kind of finish this off with some things you should do on your day off or on your Sabbath. All right, number one, you should use that day to rest your body. And I can't emphasize this enough that people today are physically, emotionally just depleted, stressed out from all the things that they do in the course of the week. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, God intends his loved ones to get proper rest. Did you know that the Bible actually says that? God actually wants you to get your rest. He cares about your rest. He wants you to be rested. He wants your body to be ready to go and be about his business for the other 6 days of the week. In fact, it's so important to God that he even used himself as an example, right? So when he created the world, it took 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day. Was he tired? No. He never gets tired. What he was doing is he's modeling something that is so important to him. He wanted to pass it on to us, that he used himself to show us the important principle that every 7 days, you know, we should take a day off and should rest. God himself showed us how important that is, and he used himself as an example to do that. Just a reminder that our bodies and the things that we go through every week are significant, and we don't, you know, and we do need to have that day set apart where we don't do the same things that we would do every other 6 days of the week. Turn the cell phones off, turn the computers off, ignore the social media, the emails. Find a way to begin to allow yourself to have one day and just go and relax and begin to recharge your body and recharge your emotions. I actually heard a statistic that said that 62% of people are at or on their way to being burned out. It's kind of crazy, 62%. And it makes me think, I wonder what that 62% are actually doing, if they're actually doing what God commands here and taking that one day of rest. So whatever it is that you do for work, you need to stop it one day a week. Don't bring your work home with you. Leave it behind. Take that day off and begin to say honestly, you know what? I'm reclaiming that day so I can rest and recharge and be ready to go. And for those of you who are like me and you feel like you need to work all the time because you got things that need to be done, you can actually accomplish more if you take that one day off and then get back at it later. You know, Psalm 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Have you ever had to lie down because you wouldn't do it on your own? Did you ever just wear yourself out so thin you ended up getting sick, having to spend a couple days in bed recovering? I've discovered that there's some people that are so wound up. They're so driven, they're workaholics, and they never take their days off. But then they end up observing the fourth commandment by spending a week in the hospital bed because they're either stressed out or burnout, right? And that's not the way it's meant to be. So let me encourage you that A benefit and an intent of the Sabbath is so that you can rest your body. Another intent is that God wants us to recharge our emotions. Use the Sabbath to recharge your emotions, because the stress of life and everything around you can be a drain on you and your emotions. And so one of the things that we need to do in our Sabbath day or our day off is to recharge our emotions. And as you begin to think about that, some of us might say emotions, you know, that's just for weak people. Weak people have emotions, but it's not true. We all have emotions. God created each one of us with emotions, and so we need to recharge and protect these emotions so that we can respond to those around us in a healthy way, right? Honestly, I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that a lot of problems that happen within the home, you know, in marriages and families today, because people are disobeying that one day of rest commandment. And they're paying the price, and their families are paying the price for it. So if you want to build your home in a way that's healthy, take one day and make that day your Sabbath, your day of rest. So here's actually three things you can do and that you can build into your Sabbath, all right? Number one, you need to include quietness, time for quietness. Psalm 23, verse 2 says what? He leads me besides the still waters. The NIV says quiet waters. And then what? It says he restores my soul. How many of us are just running on empty, just barely squeaking out from day to day, appointment to appointment, just doing basically what needs to be done and then having nothing left to give our families? Quietness and soul restoration, those go together. We live in a world of noise, pollution, constant sensory stimulation. It's even hard to find a place where you can really be totally quiet. There's a verse in the Bible that says the quietness and confidence will be your strength. It also says to be still and know that I am God. On your Sabbath, you need to have time to be quiet and get alone with God and get quiet. All right, second. Your Sabbath needs to include time for family. Sunday has historically been a day for church, worshiping God. It's been a day historically for family. Your Sabbath needs to include time for family. So plan some special time doing things with your family. Talking with your family, with your children, as a spouse. Spend time together and do things that will draw your family together. Ecclesiastes 9:9 says this, and this is the Dino translation, right? Enjoy life with your wife. And number three, include time for fellowship. It's a great time to be with other believers, with like-minded individuals. The Bible talks about encouraging each other. That should be part of the Sabbath, right? Encouraging one another, inspiring one another. It also says that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So, as we take a look at this fourth commandment, God's fourth principle for building a strong family, we need to reclaim our Sabbath. We need to take that day, take it back, one day off, so don't go shopping. Spend time worshiping the Lord. Spend time in quiet, spend time with your family, fellowshipping with others, take time to enjoy it and relax and be recharged and ready to go. And probably the greatest thing we need to do on the Sabbath is refocus our spirit, right? Our inner man. Again, many have turned Sunday into another day to mow the lawn, do the chores that we didn't have time to do when we were working, taking the kids to practice, you know what? There may be things that you need to do, but that's not what the Sabbath was designed for. We have 6 days to do all that other stuff. The Sabbath was made to be different than all the other days. Not just another day to squeeze in another honey-do list, a set of chores, another thing that you want to get done. It's a day to refocus on God. It's a day to set aside to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, Father, I love you. I want to honor you and glorify you. This week I've been pretty busy. And honestly, some days I may have even forgot about you, but I just want you to know that I love you and I need you in my life, right? Refocus your spirit. So as we've been going through these principles, I don't know about you, but I've been asking myself, how am I doing on this one? So let me ask you, how you doing on this one? Are you doing it? Are you having that day off, making that day unique, using your Sabbath as a day of restoration? See, God's a restorer, and it's my prayer that he's speaking to you right now. And so that's it for this episode. Principle number four, building a strong family. The fourth commandment, observing the Sabbath and keeping it holy. A day of rest in the week. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's a blessing to talk to you today. And if this was a blessing to you, please give it, share it to someone else. Give us a like. Click that subscribe button so that you get noticed for the next episode. And that's it for today. This is Dino on the Revolutionary Family, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
At Family Face Ministries, our mission is to restore the face of the family. That means equipping families with the teaching and the tools that they need to succeed. You can support that mission with either a one-time gift or by becoming a recurring monthly partner. Your gift today will help keep families together. To give, visit familyfaceministries.org/give or call us at 877-336-6540.